USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
United States Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in Israel for the first high-level visit from the new U.S. administration after talks restarted on reviving the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. Austin's visit comes just days after Washington said it had offered very serious ideas on reviving the agreement that former President Trump pulled the United States out of. As the number of illegal immigrants continues to surge, Republican members of Congress continue to head to the U.S.-Mexico border. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan with a recent trip to the U.S.-Mexico border. As far as what he witnessed,
we saw at the Donna facility one pod which is supposed to, under current COVID protocols, house at a maximum 33 children, and yet there were 527 kids in that pod.
USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Kahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and wondered, can I really save that much each month on my health care? The answer is yes. It's true. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. Free telehealth, a huge network of doctors, and it's a community of Christians who share a purpose, praying for each other. You just have to call. You can get a price within 2 minutes. So easy. Call 855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11.
Michigan, one of the states seeing a surge in coronavirus cases. The state reporting nearly 7,000 new cases on Saturday as hospitalizations increase and some health providers in Michigan are delaying non-emergency procedures on a case-by-case basis. Michigan's Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer pleading for high schools to go back to online only and for people to not eat inside restaurants.
To be very clear, these are not orders, mandates, or requirements. A year in, we all know what works, and this has to be a team effort. We have to do this together.
Michigan has been one of the states with the most stringent lockdowns. The Washington Post reporting John Kerry is heading to China next week to look for ways to tackle climate change. Kerry, who serves as a U.S. climate envoy, will meet with Chinese officials in Shanghai. Kerry's reported visit to China would be the first official trip there by an official from the Biden administration. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The cicadas are coming. Billions of broad-X cicadas will emerge this spring after 17 years underground to fill the air with their buzzing mating calls. Starting sometime in mid-April to May, billions of cicadas will emerge after 17 years underground in a dozen states from New York west to Illinois and south into northern Georgia. And once they do emerge, Michael Ralph, University of Maryland professor, tells NBC News,
they're going to be loud. Remember, hey, these are teenagers. It's going to be a big boy band in the treetop.
The cicadas could be 80 to 100 decibels, which is about the sound of a lawnmower. Professor Ralph continues as far as what you can expect.
It's going to have birth. It's going to have death. It's going to have romance in the treetops. It's going to be better than an episode of Game of Thrones when it comes along.
McDonald's is closing many of its outlets in Walmart stores as more customers shop online or pick up their food orders at the drive-thru window. Only about 150 locations will remain at Walmart's nearly 3,600 supercenters nationwide. The retail giant confirming the plans to convert former McDonald's locations into other types of restaurants or shops. The move comes as shoppers rely more on e-commerce to avoid visiting stores during the pandemic. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.